This is the brief on the robotic shattering of Usain Bolt's 100-meter world record. Back in August 2026, at the Beijing World Humanoid Robot Games, a robot named Tiangong Ultra ran the 100-meter sprint in a mind-bending 9.39 seconds, officially dethroning Usain Bolt and proving that, yeah, synthetic structures have surpassed our biological limits by trading in the genetic lottery for pure algorithmic and mechanical optimization. First, we got to look at the actuator physics making this possible. Tiangong Ultra is a lightweight 54-kilogram carbon composite machine packing ultra-powerful quasi-direct drive motors. Think of its titanium springs like a human Achilles tendon. It acts just like a high-tech archery bow, literally recycling the violent impact energy of the track right back into forward propulsion. But second, this blistering pace created a massive deceleration crisis. I mean, what happens when you try to stop a 54-kilogram metallic cheetah using only regenerative electric brakes? While carrying over 3,000 joules of kinetic energy, the robot suffered a total thermal overload. Its motor spiked to 115 degrees Celsius in just 3 seconds of braking, causing it to crash wildly into the sideline barriers. Finally, the real-world impact of mastering this bipedal speed is going to completely revolutionize high-speed disaster search and rescue and defense logistics. You should absolutely visit techgame.com to explore the full engineering breakdown. To sum it all up, while biological muscle obviously has a hard physical ceiling, the fusion of advanced AI and electromagnetism motors has entirely rewritten the laws of terrestrial speed. The robots aren't just catching up to us, they're already crossing the finish line.